Good morning, and welcome to Mincer's fourth quarter 2017 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mincer's fourth quarter 2017 earnings call. Today from Mincer, we are very pleased to have the senior management team who will discuss the company's fourth quarter 2017 consolidated results as per a press release distributed this morning. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3691 and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you're a member of the media, please contact the company directly after the call. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the earnings release. Joining us from Lima, Peru, we have Mr. Juan Luis Gruber, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Diego Molina, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you for your attention. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Gruber will initiate the presentation. Mr. Gruber, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafael, and good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us today as we review the fourth quarter results of 2017, as well as the major 2017 full-year results. Before I get to the results of the fourth quarter, I would like to share with you some of the highlights of our performance for the full year 2017, which really have set the baseline for the 2018 expected performance. In 2017, in terms of safety, we closed the year with zero fatal accidents and the lowest historical lost time incident index. We achieved a lost time incident index of 0.3, which means that we had only per million hours worked. Production-wise, all of our metals ended within our guidance for the year. Also, during 2017, we finalized and the board approved the feasibility studies of B2 and Mina Justa, our two key growth projects, and we started during the last quarter to move into the execution phase in the case of B2. Importantly, Taboca, our Brazilian subsidiary, achieved for the first time a $9 million positive EBITDA result and registered a historical production record both in tin and ferroalloys. Finally, in terms of our financial results in 2017, we closed the year with revenues of $672 million. That's a 9% increase versus the previous year, reflecting the higher prices, partially compensated by the lower volumes produced, and EBITDA of $254 million, which is a 24% increase versus the previous year, and an adjusted net income of $81 million, basically reflecting a one-time accounting adjustment of $28 million net impact, reflecting the impairment of our Brazilian investment, or a partial impairment over our Brazilian investment. Without this impairment, our net income would have been $108 million for the year, which was 23% above the previous year. Moving now on to the fourth quarter, Mincer delivered very strong operating and financial results despite the volatile business environment, with a significant improvement at Taboca and continuous progress in our main growth projects, B2 and Mina Justa. Metal prices continued to be volatile during the quarter, as it happened as well with all base metals. Tin prices shifted from a minimum of $18,870 per ton to a maximum of $21,245 per ton. Gold prices also fluctuated due to the international business environment, ranging from a low of around $1,242 per ounce to a high of $1,303 per ounce during the quarter. The company, however, continued to focus on cost reduction, improving productivity and efficiency to strengthen the operating margins and increase the optionality to the favorable price environment. In terms of operations, during the last quarter of 2017, tin production reached 6,331 tons, which was 6% lower than the fourth quarter of 2016, but above the company's original expectations at the beginning of the year. Gold production reached 24,583 ounces, 26% higher than the fourth quarter 2016, in line with our production plan. On the other hand, niobium and tantalum alloys production coming from Taboka reached a record of 1,232 tons, a remarkable 152% above the same quarter last year, and also in line with our production plan. Moving now on to individual operating results, I will begin with San Rafael, where production for the quarter reached 4,136 tons of tin contained in concentrates, 14% lower than the fourth quarter of 2016, in line with our mine plan. This decrease was mainly due to the lower ore grade fed into the San Rafael concentration plant and the maintenance of the pre-concentration ore sorting plant after the fire that occurred in September. In terms of refined tin, the Pisco smelter produced 4,735 tons, that's 6% below the same period of last year, mainly derived from the higher than usual production levels due to the higher consumption of concentrate stocks during the comparable quarter in 2016. Cash cost at the San Rafael mine reached $97 per ton treated during the fourth quarter. That's a 44% increase compared to the fourth quarter of 2016. This was mainly due to the lower volume of ore treated due to the temporary shutdown of the pre-concentration plant. It is very important to note that the comparable cash cost of the previous year, excluding the volume treated at the ore sorting plant, was $104 per ton treated. Therefore, the comparable Q4 cash cost was 7% below the previous year, reflecting the impact of our optimization initiatives at the mine. In line with this, the cash cost per refined ton of tin during the quarter closed at $8,712 per ton, which is a decrease of 2% compared to the fourth quarter of 2016, mainly due to the lower production cost at the mine. Our cost improvement initiatives remain yielding positive results. Finally, on San Rafael, I would like to highlight a couple of points. First, I would like to report that the repair works at the pre-concentration plant have been completed, and we expect to start production at the end of this month, with a ramp-up starting in the coming days. Second, and very importantly, I would like to highlight that through 2017, the company kept investing in exploration drilling to replenish the geological resources at the San Rafael mine, with a very significant success. During the fourth quarter, 439,000 tons of ore containing approximately 8,200 tons of tin were incorporated to our resource base. Likewise, during the full year, 1.5 million tons of ore with roughly 28,100 tons of contained tin were added to our resources. This has allowed us not only to compensate 2017's depletion of our resources, but to add around half a year of additional life of mine to San Rafael. Our current life of mine keeps extending year after year, and it's showing today that we have reserves, mineable reserves and resources up to 2024. We remain extremely optimistic about our capacity to keep extending the life of mine and replenishing high-grade resources in the future as we keep drilling during 2018 and the future years. Importantly, these drilling results only consider the exploration efforts performed within the current mine infrastructure. They do not include the results of our brownfield exploration work during the year, which have yielded very promising results in 2017, both at the Nazareth and Santo Domingo exploration prospects. Moving now to Tabokha in Brazil, the Pirapora smelter reached a production of 1,596 tons of refined tin, which is a 7% decrease compared to the same quarter of last year. It's important to note that this decrease is mainly explained because in the same quarter last year, there was production coming from third-party processing plants, given that our smelter had some capacity restrictions, which have been raised or are not present this year. In this sense, we have optimized our sintering process at the smelter, debottlenecking the Pirapora smelter, which will allow us to process around 1,300 tons of tin concentrate that remained in stock at the end of December 2017. It is very important to mention as well that in 2017, we reached a record production of refined tin in Pirapora of 6,581 tons, which is a 12% increase compared to the previous year in Tabokha. Moving now to the production of niobium and tantalum. As you may recall, during 2017, we ramped up the new metallurgical facilities at Pitinga to process these alloys. This allowed us to reach, during the last quarter of the year, 1,232 tons of alloy production, which is two and a half times higher than what we produced in the fourth quarter of 2016. This strong increase resulted again from the progress in the ramp-up of the new niobium and tantalum flotation and metallurgical plants, and also we were able to reprocess 255 tons of intermediate products that were stocked as part of the ramp-up process. Annual production of alloys ended in line with our mining plan and within our last guidance, reaching a record of 3,252 tons for the full year, which is basically 77% above the previous year for our alloys. Clearly, the impact of the increase of our alloy production during the year has been significant and a material driver to achieve the positive EBITDA results at Tabokha. In terms of cost, cash cost per ton treated for the quarter closed at $19.2. That's a 3% increase, and it has been the result of lower volume of ore fed into the concentration plant. This was partially offset by the company's continued efforts to reduce operational costs. On a by-product credit basis, Tabokha's cash cost per ton of refined tin treated for this quarter was $7,757. That's 49% lower than the figure reported in the same quarter last year, and it was mainly explained by the much higher ferroalloy production achieved during the quarter. As a result of all of this, Tabokha generated a positive EBITDA of $5 million during the fourth quarter of 2017. We expect that the financial performance of Tabokha in the following months will keep improving as a result of the optimization in the niobium and tantalum production process. Moving on to Pucamarca now. During the fourth quarter of 2017, production at Pucamarca reached 24,583 ounces of gold, a 26% increase compared to the same quarter of last year. This increase is mainly due to the higher volume of ore treated during the quarter with respect to the same period of last year. Overall, annual production for the year reached 100,010 ounces of gold, slightly above the company's annual production guidance of between 90,000-100,000 ounces for the year. Noteworthy that these production results represent a 5% decrease compared to the previous year, in line with the lower grades coming out of the mine and in line with our mine plan. In terms of costs, our cash cost closed at $4.1 per ton treated during the quarter, compared to $6.2 per ton treated during the same period of 2016. This was mainly driven by the effect of the higher volume of ore treated, which partially offset the higher production cost for the quarter. Nonetheless, these results concluded in line with the company's annual guidance of between $4.5 to $5 per ton treated. It is very important to mention that with these results, Pucamaca remains as one of the lowest cash cost gold mines in the world. CRU reported that the operating cost and the cash cost of Pucamaca during the year position it as the lowest and the most efficient gold mine in the world. Moving on to our long-term projects, the feasibility study of our B2 project was concluded and approved by the board during the quarter. We have advanced in the project to the execution phase and started achieving important milestones as we progress into the execution phase. We continued with the advance of the detailed engineering process, and we have started already placing the first purchase orders of the critical components, all coming now below the budget and the estimate in the original CapEx. The progress to date is on track, and the execution schedule is moving as expected. The Mina Justa project also continued making solid progress during the quarter, and finally, on December 26th, the feasibility study was approved by the board. We have continued working with the detailed engineering, and as we speak, detailed engineering is reaching above 50% of progress. We're also now working on the financing strategy for the project, making significant progress both on the debt and equity financing on the project. As we have been commenting before, preliminary, all of our feasibility studies continue to indicate very strong business cases for both projects. In summary, 2017 has been a very important year for us, with record safety results, with record production results and financial results in Taboca, and with a very strong financial performance overall for the company, driven by the continuous efforts of the whole team in reducing costs and optimizing and improving our operational margins. Likewise, from a resource replenishment perspective, we have been able to extend the life of mine, increasing significantly our resources this year above what we depleted for the year. Moving now into the 2018 guidance, we expect 2018 to be a key year for Minsur, as we will stabilize Taboca, both operationally and financially. Pucamaca will remain a very cost-effective operation, and the pre-concentration plant with the ore sorting technology should get back to operation by the end of this month, and it will allow us to increase the production at San Rafael. It is also a year in which, coincidentally, we will invest significantly at all of our operations, and we will invest significantly in our growth projects. Our growth CapEx will increase at both at B2 and Mina Justa as these projects move past the feasibility phase into execution. In terms of production for 2018, we expect to produce between 22,500 and 24,500 tons of refined tin, consolidating both our Peruvian and Brazilian tin business. In the case of the San Rafael and our Pisco smelter, meaning by that our Peruvian tin business, we will deliver around 16,500 tons and 17,500 tons of tin. In the case of our Brazilian business in Taboca, we expect to produce between 6,000 and 7,000 tons of refined tin, and which will be similar to the 2017's all-time performance. The production guidance for San Rafael is mainly linked, and the performance is linked to our capacity to get the ore sorting pre-concentration plant back in operations by the start of the second quarter. In terms of gold, production at Pucamarca is expected to reach around 90,000 ounces and 100,000 ounces. We keep the same guidance range than in the previous year, and it is in line with our long-term mine plan, reflecting the head grades at the mine. Finally, in terms of ferroalloys production, we expect to reach between 3,000 and 3,500 tons in 2018, you know, in a mix between ferro-niobium and ferro-tantalum, probably reaching volumes slightly above 2017, following basically the capacity increase plan and consolidation of our metallurgical processes at Pitinga. Now, in terms of cash costs for 2018, our cash cost per ton treated at San Rafael should be in the range of $65 to $75 per ton, reflecting the operational efficiencies implemented during 2017 and the additional volume of ore treated coming from the ore sorting plant once it is back in production. At Pitinga, we expect a cash cost per ton treated of around $19 and $21. The range is between $19 to $21, mainly due to the higher production costs and maintenance requirements in our plants, following the maintenance plan that we have in place. In the case of Pucamarca, we expect a cash cost of around $4.5 to $5 per ton treated, pretty much stable and in line with 2017. Finally, in terms of CAPEX, at San Rafael, we expect a total CAPEX of around $15 to $25 million, which mainly include between $5 to $7 million for the increase of capacity in our current tailings deposit. At Pucamarca, CAPEX will be around $25 to $35 million, which includes around $18 to $22 million for the expansion of our leach pad. At Pitinga, total CAPEX is expected to be around $20 to $30 million, and that includes around $7 to $10 million for the short and long-term tailings deposit expansions that are required. All in all, sustaining CAPEX in 2017 should be in the range of $60 to $70 million amongst all of our operations. With that, I conclude my presentation, and let me now turn it over to Diego Molina, our CFO, for his discussion on the financial results of the quarter.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. As Juan Luis mentioned, the financial market and international environment volatility has been reflected in the fluctuation of commodity and base metal prices. However, it is important to highlight that commodity prices have remained strong during the quarter. The Brazilian real also continues to experience high fluctuations due to the political climate in Brazil and expectations over the next year presidential election. This volatility has impacted costs at Taboca as well as to our overall P&L. In this context, net revenues for the fourth quarter reached $167.5 million, a decrease of 3% compared to the fourth quarter of the previous year. This decrease was mainly due to lower revenues from tin sales compared to the fourth quarter of 2016 as a result of lower volume sold and lower tin prices, partially offset by higher volume of ferroalloys sold. Gross profit during fourth quarter 2017 was $61.5 million, a slightly decrease of 0.3% compared to the same period of the previous year. Gross margin went from 35% in fourth quarter 16 to 37% in fourth quarter 2017. This increase is mainly attributable to the strong results experienced at the operations in Peru and Brazil, given the improved commodity prices scenario as well as Taboca's enhanced operating and financial performance. Administrative expenses for the quarter were $13 million, which was 28% higher compared to the same period of last year. This increase was mainly derived from higher expenses related to provisions of workers' profit sharing due to the better results, some overhead and consulting expenses. During the fourth quarter, exploration and project expenses totaled $12.2 million, an increase of $3.7 million compared to the same period of 2016. It is important to highlight that our active exploration program are strategically extending the life of our mines, which is an excellent result. As a result, EBITDA reached $55.4 million during the quarter, an increase of 15% or circa $7.4 million compared to the fourth quarter 2016. This result was mainly due to Tavoca's better results, which in fourth quarter 2016 had a negative EBITDA of $14 million, but this last period reached a positive $5.4 million, which explained the significant increase as I just mentioned. The EBITDA margin for the fourth quarter 2017 reached 33%, which is higher than the 28% obtained fourth quarter 2016. It is important to highlight the very positive result that in 2017, EBITDA reached roughly $254 million, which is an increase of 22% compared to last year. In terms of net income, Minsur reached a loss of $8.8 million, a decrease of $38.5 million compared to fourth quarter 2016. During the quarter under discussion, Minsur registered an adjustment to the revaluation of Marcobre and Tavoca, which had a net impact of $26.9 million in our operating results. Excluding the effect of this in the results of our subsidiaries, these revaluations and the exchange rate differences, the adjusted net income for the fourth quarter of 2017 would be $18.6 million, which is $23.8 million higher than the last year under the same base of comparison. In terms of capital expenditures, the company invested roughly $53 million during the quarter. CAPEX was mainly allocated toward increasing the capacity of the B3 tailings dam at San Rafael and concluding the B2 pre-operating studies. Mm-hmm. In Pucamarca, key sustaining capital investments are still being implemented, mainly related to expansion of the leaching pad. Finally, CAPEX at Tavoca during the quarter derived mostly from the increasing capacity of the long-term tailings dam. Regarding liquidity, Minsur concluded the fourth quarter with circa $533 million of cash and $586 million of debt, composed of Minsur's senior bonds and Tavoca's debt, resulting in a 0.2 net debt to EBITDA ratio. The increase in debt during 2017 compared to 2016 responds to Tavoca's need to finance its projects. In summary, we believe that this was a quarter of a strong operative and financial results, mainly because of higher metal prices and the effective reduction cost plan. We have had important progress on our growth project V2 and Mina Justa, and we are pleased to witness visible and positive results in our efforts to turn around Tavoca. Our cash preservation strategies implemented in the past keep on yielding the anticipated results. Minsur continues to be committed to further enhancing operational and financial performance to maintain strong operating margins and to position the company to take maximum advantage of the current commodity price cycle. Thank you so much for your attention. And with that, I conclude my presentation and we are ready for your questions. Operator?
And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. You can remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Please press star and one on your touchtone phone for questions. We'll pause to allow questions to queue. Once again, it's star and one on your touch-tone phone. We'll go first to Eder Castro with Pro Futura AFP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding CapEx. I have checked the number about CapEx that you just gave for 2018, but I want to know if that includes your CapEx for B2 and Mina Justa.
No, that's just sustaining capital, Omar. Our growth capital will significantly increase this year. In 2018, we will be probably by the end of 2018, we should be around halfway through construction, if not more, of our B2 project. So capital, growth capital for B2 in 2018 is expected to be around 130 million. And in the case of Marcobre, we have committed capital up to July this year for around 100 million more. After July, and once the full funding decision is made there, we will probably spend another 200 to 220 million in the rest of the year. But the way it works, to be very clear with everyone, is that we are right now finishing the detailed engineering, doing some early works at Marcobre, at Mina Justa, and right now working on securing the project financing. We expect to have the project financing secured by the end of the second quarter or early in the third quarter. And as soon as we get the project financing in place, we will make the full funding decision and we will go into full execution of the project. So that means that we will only spend around 100 million until that point. And from that point onwards, we will probably spend another 200 to 250 this year. The construction will flow through 2019 and start production at the end of 2020.
Okay, excellent. One follow-up question, please, regarding B2. So when do you expect to this project to ramp up?
We expect to start commissioning in the last quarter of 2019, and the full ramp up of production will be during 2020.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
As a reminder, it is star and one for your questions, star and one. We'll go next to Omar Avellaneda with Prima AFP. Please go ahead. Omar, your line is open. Please check your mute function on your phone.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for the call. I just have two questions, two follow-up questions regarding the Mina Justa project. The first one is that I was wondering if you are still considering going with a strategic partner in the project. And the second one is the financing structure of the project. I was wondering if you have talked about a capital increase for the project, or you are going to finance the equity part of the project with the cash flow from operations. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Omar. As I said, we're making significant progress on the financing strategy for Mina Justa. We expect to raise around 50% to finance around 50% of the project with debt financing. And the debt financing process is progressing quite well. And the other 50% will be equity financed. And it will be equity financed from both our cash reserves and the cash generated by the operations. in the coming 2.5 years, which is the full investment period. Are in the process of considering the potential a potential equity in partner in the project, and that's also being considered.
Okay. I have one general question, and it's about the team market for 2018. How do you see the supply-demand balance for the market? And I was hoping that you guys can give us some your thoughts about the team price for this year and the coming year.
Can you please repeat your question? We couldn't understand it well.
Okay, I was hoping you can give us your thoughts about the supply-demand balance on the tin market, and I was hoping also that you can give us your thoughts about the your expectations about the price for the tin metal in this year and the next year.
Yeah, listen, we really don't we don't provide guidance or forward-looking views on prices. We can't control prices. We are price takers by definition in the market. The only thing we really control are our costs. And as you have seen through the last 4 years, we have been reducing significantly, very significantly, our cost structure, and we keep working on that. We have just launched a new initiative at San Rafael, which is called a full potential study that we're working with a international consulting firm. And we expect that as a consequence and as a result of this study, we will be able to further improve the efficiencies and keep reducing our costs at the mine. With respect to the tin price, the only factual thing is that tin stocks are reaching the very low levels, probably all-time low levels in today's world, and that gives us some comfort that the current price levels have a certain level of support. Current prices are not at all-time high levels, but are at levels which are good enough for the industry as a whole to keep reinvesting in the tin business. And that is extremely important as well. And that's the main reason why we've made a commitment to invest around $200 million on the B2 project, which is the most significant capital investment project in the tin industry in the last few years.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Gerardo Cabello with Credicorp Capital.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. I wanted to know what's the potential impact on production and costs of San Rafael for the first quarter because of the fire there, and also if you could elaborate more on what happened, and I mean, how was the fire caused? Thank you.
Yeah, the fire happened in September, and it was mainly as a consequence of a problem in one of the conveyor belts and that we had in the ore sorting plant. What was really good about it is it only impacted one of the three main structures of the plant, so it hasn't been really a major impact. The ore sorting equipment is in perfect shape and conditions. It was never impacted by the fire. So it was mainly structural damage in one of the towers and a conveyor belt. The cost for this first quarter are going to be very much in line with the last quarter of the previous year. And as we increase tonnage coming out of the pre-concentration plant starting April, we shall go back to around $70 per ton treated, if not below, as per our guidance for the year. Cost impact has already been included in the guidance figures that I gave to you earlier in my presentation.
All right, thank you very much.
As a reminder, it is star and one for questions, and we'll pause to allow any further questions to queue. And it appears we have no further questions. I'll return the floor to you, Mr. Krueger, for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much for joining us this time, and we look forward to hearing back from you. Please don't hesitate to contact me, Diego Molina, or Vladimiro Berrocal if you have any additional questions. And again, thanks for your continued interest and trust in Minsur. Have a great afternoon.